A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, dickheads, we're doing another live Plumbing the Death Star this Monday night. So if you want to watch next week's episode this week, live, unedited, and where you can see our faces, just head on over to twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio. And after the episode, we're doing a little post-show where we'll discuss your answers to the topic. But that's not all we're doing on Twitch. Wednesday evening, Jack and friend of the show Zoe will be continuing their Sims adventures in Zoe Sims Inn. And on Thursday, during the day, me and handsomest boy at Sans Pants, Adam, are doing a classic hit play where Adam shows me and you bugger lugs at home how to get 100% silent assassin. Just head to twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio to subscribe, follow, and to work out when we're streaming, because time zones are difficult and basic maths, not for me.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, which comic book city would be the worst to live in?
So I think, because I was thinking about this, I think the obvious one everyone's going to trot out is Gotham City.
Yep.
Right? Because you've got Batman in
spooky.
It.
Spooky. It's basically nighttime.
It's basically
all
haunted
the time.
City. Well,
yeah. Haunted city with, I don't know, corrupt and inept cops.
Yeah. But, and I think part of the reason people think that is that Batman is like this spooky guy that's like, you don't know what he's doing. What is he a man or a bat?
He's super.
Man, it's weird that our city is like a bat that has a sense of justice. Not like, you know, white collar crime. He just doesn't like street crime.
I always feel like that's the implication of Batman a bit, is that the people on the street are like, is he just a big bat?
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, if his name's Batman and people don't think that, he's kind of fucked.
Yeah. He's kind of
was fucked. It a man who dresses up like a bat or a bat who dresses up like a man?
How confusing would then the existence of man-bat be?
Oh my god, it's Batman again.
I don't know what's going on. I thought I had
Batman's got a brother.
No, see, Batman, that's a man dressed like a bat. Then a bat saw that and was like, not on my watch.
It's
got a suit.
Imagine getting attacked by man-bat and being like, oh no, it's bat. Oh wait, no. Some other, no. It's, no, I don't know what's happening here. It's a face.
Batman should screech.
It's surprising he has no like sonic bat abilities, but
he has one superpower basically, and that's be scary.
Yeah, be frightening.
Yeah,
punches.
Yeah,
but just like man's punches. Yeah, Doosher is just as good, if not better, than Batman. But you get Batman, right? Like I can appreciate Batman. He's either like a nighttime nightmare man or he's a vigilante.
Oh, yeah, you'd be so fine in the day.
Yeah, whatever. Mm. But Superman in Metropolis is so much harder to wrap your head around.
Okay.
Imagine living in a city that also had God in it. And you just accepted that God was there. You didn't know who God was. You didn't know what God was capable of.
How quickly would you just start to think that maybe you were one of the chosen people?
Well, yeah.
I
would.
Yeah, I'm protected.
Because it's not like Superman ever sits you down and is like, hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Boy. Hi, I'm God.
I'm Superman.
Hi, God.
You're like, oh, okay, cool. And where are you from? What do you do? He's like, no, it doesn't matter. You just see like a guy punch a comet away and leave, and you're like, who? Do we know who that guy is?
why does he have only jurisdiction in Metropolis? Is he a cop?
Yeah, like there's never like a meet and greet.
Like an
FBI? I get that we don't have like a meet and greet with cops.
Yeah. Like, although,
that's not a thing I'm expecting.
Although I work near a police station, yeah, and in that shopping center they have an activity once every couple of months called Coffee with Cops.
Oh, man. Coffee with
literally,
soups.
It literally is.
No.
Yeah.
Soup with soups.
It literally is a cop meet and greet.
And Superman's like, so what do you want to know?
What you got there? What you got there, soups? What soup is it?
How's your soup? Too hot, too cold? I can fix either of those problems.
That's cool, man. Thanks for letting me know. Also, I think it's really funny that sometimes the mayor of your city hates this guy.
Yeah.
And you, again, don't know who this guy is.
Did I vote for Lex? Yes.
Yeah, you would.
Of course. Yeah. You absolutely would have.
Yeah.
I may have voted for Lex as well. If he came out in a platform of human superiority.
Yeah, it was like, look, human superiority. Fuck this god cut in the eye. Vote one Lex. I'd be like,
I guess my question is like, do you think if you're like you're reading the paper and you're like, Superman does it again, like that shouldn't be where the Superman discourse ends.
Would you call him Superman?
Everyone else does. I don't have another name.
You just like, oh, you know that guy? Like, just don't give him...
At what point do children learn Cape about boy. Superman? Yeah. That's my question.
That's a great point.
Do you
point.
Tell your kids? Like, Superman punches a big turtle man in the street, and the kids are like, what the hell just happened?
He's our ever-vigilant savior.
Did we
I
do
would
any-
give him the New Testament and be like, it's that, but... A dude.
I would also feel like maybe the city had done something for this guy at some point that I didn't know about. And I'd be like, why does he love us?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'd look over at the bay and be like, look at Gotham all dark and storming and like with a piece of shit man bat or Batman or whatever. And then be like, man, are we blessed?
Yeah, like why did we
or
get
are we
some,
cursed?
Are we cursed? Did we do something good and they did something bad?
And I also don't know Superman's parameters. Like I assume... Because I can see Superman like punch a. Yeah. What does that punch a cop? No, cops can be criminals.
Yes.
Superman punch a cop. And I'm like, all right, he stops crime. But I don't know what level of crime. I'm at the supermarket and I'm like, I don't know why I was about to pitch a situation where I was shoplifting oranges. But let's say, I need oranges bad.
Well,
I
know.
Have my wallet.
You've left your wallet in your good pants. Yeah. You're wearing your bad pants.
Yes. Wearing my bad pants to the orange store. And I'm like, I need these oranges bad. Or I don't know, I'll get fired or something.
This situation is getting harder and harder to follow.
Look, it's hard. It's just before halftime at a little kid's like football match, and you need those origins quick. Jackson, but you lost your you left your wallet in your good pants.
My boss is first of all like, Jackson, I'm upset you wore your bad pants to the game.
You're on your last warning.
We need you to get some oranges. I go in, I pat my pockets, I go, no.
Bad pants strike again.
My good pants. And then I see the oranges, because that's all the orange store sells, and I'm like, maybe this once I can shoplift some oranges and I'll pay them back later. But I don't know if Superman's going to come down and punch my head into a soup. I don't know if that's a thing he'll do.
I feel like you'd be fine because Superman isn't dealing with petty crime.
But do you know that?
Well, I yes.
Does Superman ever sit you down?
Because I read all the fluff pieces that Clark Kent writes for the Daily Planet.
Superman, handsome or handsomest?
Hard to say. Superman. Much more handsome than that piece of shit Bruce Wayne. Why is he talking about the billionaire?
That's so strange.
I don't
strange.
Get it. I always thought Bruce was kind of sexy.
Do we know how much money Lex Luthor invests in trying to stop Superman?
Where's he taking it from? It's like city beautification? Like, the buses just don't run on time? Like,
no,
what,
Metropolis
what is...
looks nice.
Yeah, it does. It looks clean.
I feel that's just because of Superman doing one big breath.
But he does. Everybody hold onto a lamppost. Superman's cleaning the city.
There's just a curfew at Metropolis. It's like, stay inside at 7 a.m. to 7:05 a.m. Superman's cleaning the streets.
I reckon I could run, oppose Lex Luthor as like mayor of Metropolis on the platform that I reckon I get Superman to do a lot of things.
Yeah,
like start
true.
Making promises. Superman's going to clean up the streets.
And Superman doesn't want to come out and in a debate be like, I will not clean up the streets. He'd have to do it. Guilt tripping Superman into making the city clean.
So, Superman said we're going to get rid of that garbage problem. Yeah.
We're talking about Krypton.
Yeah.
We're talking about Metropolis being the worst city to live in, and Zamet all of a sudden has got a great idea to become mayor. You're right, it is a piece of shit. I can benefit from this.
Yeah, what's so bad about it?
I just don't like the existential crisis. That's like it's like if Jesus came, beamed down to Earth, you know, in his beam, and he was like, hey, Joel Dusher and Joel Zammit, I'll do whatever you want. I'm going to be your ever-vigilant protector. Oh,
man, Superman didn't say that, though.
But he does. After 10 years of it, I'm like...
It'd be like if Jesus descended from the heavens in the distance
and we squinted
and saw him do good, I guess.
Yeah, you'd be like, and then for the next 10 years, he just protected your city alone and occasionally went to space or whatever.
There is a lot of reasons why Metropolis would be a terrible place to live. Because like when Superman's there... At first you'd be like, how long is this going on for? And then after a couple of years you'd be like, I guess this is forever.
But this is the norm.
It's very, very, very common for Superman stories to end with Superman just leaving.
Yeah, that's true. That would be terrible if you're like, I guess this guy, this Jesus analog, has come down to protect my city forever.
Analog.
Analog. That's what I would be saying.
Jesus analog.
He's an analog for Christ.
Yeah.
Jackson, he's a real man.
Also, analogy is the word you
look for. No, an analog is a thing.
Oh, no, I was dumb.
No, I was dumb because it's a literary thing. That's like me being like, hey, that's a metaphor. Like, no, it's a man.
That's just
like,
a dude.
A thing can be both.
Wow, you really are the metaphor for a dumb shit.
It's good to imagine me saying that as an ice cream melts all over my hand after a very long pause. A thing can be both.
A thing can be two things.
I lick the ice cream, but I do it in this motion and the ice cream falls in my lap.
He's sitting at a bus stop.
I was imagining a bus stop too. Why?
Everyone was imagining a bus stop.
But imagine, so you're
I was imagining a bus stop in front of a soccer field.
I was waiting for a bus. Like,
so and all the kids were pointing and laughing at you. Anyway, but I don't think this is a bad city. I mean, what would frighten me most about Metropolis is all of like, oh, we got a sweet protector. Oh, he's attracting a lot of big problems.
Yeah, I guess that is bad. Like the villains that Superman attracts. Like, I don't know about the Joker. Yeah. Like, I find out a ship in the bay was sunk with laughing gas. I'm like, not my problem.
Superman would sort it out if it was.
Yeah. Brainiac comes down and infects the city or whatever, Doomsday starts punching coffee shops.
Yep.
I'm like, this is a big problem. But whatever, Superman takes care of it. But I like Joel Dusha's thing of like, Superman lives in your city for 5 years and then just goes. And you're like, what did we do?
When's he coming back? He'll come back. What if he doesn't?
The bad guys still keep coming.
Yeah.
He'll be like, no, it's the second coming. He'll return.
Yeah.
You were right.
He was a metaphor.
I think can be two things.
I think can be two things. Jackson with a stain on his bad pants from where that ice cream was, now holding a new ice cream.
Orange is rotting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why I was at the soccer field. Oh, no.
Oh, those kids are so hungry.
I'm 5 years too late.
Guys, I'm like fired 5 years ago. I've been living.
I'm still not convinced of it's a bad city, Jack.
Where did you get the money for the ice cream?
I don't know. I like to think I don't remember where I got it. I took it from a kid. I just think, Superman gives you an existential crisis, but maybe that doesn't mean living in the city is bad.
But why does he give me an existential crisis? Is it because he's better than me?
No, because he's
there's so many
you.
People. Okay.
That's scary. It's scary for God to pick you.
Yeah, but it's good for God to pick me.
Well, only if...
Again, I'm the chosen one. never mind the other Metropolis.
You, Joel Zammit, is really what Superman
is. I'd be like, hey, Superman, bro, it's me, your bro.
We're kind of dancing around it a little bit because like Metropolis being picked by Superman at first will probably seem good.
Mm.
But a lot of people in their regular day-to-day life will commit little wrongs.
Like stealing oranges.
Yeah.
Or like punching a kid to get their ice cream.
In my mind, I swiped at running past. But yeah, point stands.
Yes. Yeah, and... It would kind of probably get to a point where it feels a bit police state-y.
Well, it's weird because when I learned that I could steal oranges without Superman killing me, then maybe I would steal more oranges. I am no longer afraid of real cops.
Yeah, but because...
I would be more scared of real cops because after a beat you'd be like, Superman isn't killing people, he's putting them in jail. Yeah. Cops still have guns.
That's true.
I don't know if I'd be that afraid of Superman because he just seems too good. Like, if I'm in there stealing oranges and he comes down, I'm like, don't you got other things to do, Superman?
I'm sure he'd love that.
Picks me up and drives me. He's got a car now.
The supercar.
Get in. All right.
Can't you fly?
No. Oh. Wait, you're not even Superman.
It's very funny to be in traffic with Superman.
Well, am I in trouble?
Well, good thing with Superman is not many people can like imitate him like Batman, right? Because, you know, they'd be rocking up and like, go fly then.
Yeah, get off the building. Jump. Yeah. I think as well with Superman, like, because... He does just look like a regular guy. Mm. Like Batman, like I said, you could think he was like
a demon.
Like a mutant bat person.
Yeah.
Superman, you're like, that's
especially
just a special
after
man
bat comes.
What would you assume Superman was? Because Superman never sits you down and he's like, hey, how you doing? I was from Krypton.
An analog, apparently.
A metaphor.
They can be two things. No, I honestly.
What would
you
assume?
I would think a witch's curse.
I'm like, it's a metaphor. Think of the two things the ice cream lands on. I was like, no, a witch's curse. And we all agree on that.
It was just this point, I would be like, yeah, magic's real, right? That guy can fly and shoot lasers out of his head. Fuck it. Am I living in the imagination of a small child? Is this what's happening?
I might think
of... Okay, maybe I would have this existential crisis.
Yeah, I might think
I'd be like, bullshit!
Am I in that...
No, I'm being a lie. This is a lie. This is a lie.
Am I in that snow globe from that TV series?
Am I in the Saint Elsewhere?
Is that me? Guys, am I real? Are you real? Oh. You gotta tell me if I'm real.
Knocking the second ice cream onto your pants.
Oh, I imagine I was still bemoaning the first one. Oh, what are you saying? We got more important
witches. We already decided.
Witch. And like, real, they bless us and curse Gotham. That sucks.
See,
for Gotham.
That would also be very weird to know that there was a city that got the opposite.
Like, well, what if one day it swaps? What if it's yin and yang? What if
a little bit of bad, a little bit of good? What? Show you're working.
What if?
Yeah.
What if one day Batman comes to Metropolis and is like, "I got you now."
Yeah.
I'd be disappointed.
You're just a dude.
I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, but I might think Superman's a robot. That's what I keep thinking.
Yeah,
like shooting lasers
like
out of his eyes. Yeah, I'd be like, is the military doing this?
So when it boils down to it.
Boston Dynamics and like ILM came together and made this.
Made a
like,
oh, big guy. Great.
So when it comes down to it, your problem with living in Metropolis is because you just can't figure out this one guy.
Yeah, but yes. You say that like it's ridiculous. That's absolutely my problem.
Let's just remember me and everyone watching that you started this by saying picking Gotham is an obvious reason, then listed far worse problems than the one you just listed
for
Metropolis.
But I can get Batman.
No, you can't. You're like, is he a monster? Is he some kind of demon?
Yeah, that makes more sense. Who's this guy?
Jackson, you also wouldn't get the good parts of Gotham because you don't go to bed at a normal time. Yeah. So you're only awake at night.
I'm only awake to open my window to be like, what's that noise? And get punched by the penguin. his new villainous scheme is to go to people's bedrooms and punch them.
Yeah, poof! Hovering on his own umbrella, kind of like Mary Poppins style.
Bam! Oh man, I hope Batman stops this. Batman being like, well, he's not really doing that much damage. It's funny that I've ended a debate with Batman.
He punched me in the mouth.
That hurt. Yeah, but he's not like blown anything up. Oh. Yeah.
I think there are some issues living in Metropolis with Superman.
Yeah.
Because you'd just be like, okay, I think after a while, maybe you might get complacent.
Yes.
And maybe you'd be like, oh, any problem, Superman's got it. He's kind of like the reverse boogeyman. Yeah. I guess that's God.
God is the reverse boogeyman.
Anyway, become basically a reverse boogeyman because all your problems would be like, whatever.
Yeah.
That analog has got it. And so, like, you wouldn't care.
I might become more reckless
reckless. Like, I wouldn't have... I'd be like, oh, yeah, what if I just, you know... Oh, is that a manhole? What's down there? That's neat. Should I climb down? Nah, just walk. Superman's got this.
It's very good to imagine us at a cafe being like, when's Zammit getting here? Zammit has died.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. What? Okay. No, this is actually a very good point. Because what if living in Metropolis makes you accidentally suicidal?
Yeah, because you're just like, I'm going to be okay.
I can sleep in the bath. That's fine.
I already don't pay attention when I cross a road.
Yeah.
It is a true fact that if I did not have people around me to grab me when I started to cross a road, I would be dead right now.
That's I told you fact. To run across a road. You did. You got hit by a car.
Exactly.
That is a true story.
So imagine we lived in Metropolis. Where we all know Superman might have my back.
I'm on your side though. I will become so complacent.
I'll be like, see guys, poof, hit by a bus.
Yeah. my last words would be
and then you'd be mad at Superman.
Yeah.
Because you know there are hundreds of other people nearly being hit by a bus that he is
I'd
saving.
Be like, oi Superman, my friend died on your watch.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and maybe like, that's fair enough.
Well, no, because that seems ridiculous, but there is actually a comic book about that. So I know that Superman would be like, oh my god, you're right.
That's right. Hey Superman, my husband had a heart attack under your watch.
Yeah. No, it's way dumber than that comic book. It's my husband had a brain tumor the doctors couldn't operate on, but your heat vision probably could have.
Let's imagine the awesome world where Superman complies and then lasers that guy's head open. And he's like, is that what you wanted, lady? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Yeah. And Superman, but it's funny for Superman to blame himself for what is obviously my mistake. Like, I walked in front of that bus.
Yeah.
You didn't look.
Superman, but you should have been there.
But Superman did give you that sense of security. Yeah. So it's back on him.
In a way, he is at fault.
But.
Yes.
Is that not just the way that you behave in real life?
Yeah.
Currently.
Yes.
So then is not Melbourne, Australia also the worst comic book universe? Well, comic book city to live in.
Well, I would become like an extra version of what I do now. So maybe I'd run across the road instead of walk.
Naruto run into traffic.
Yeah. Maybe I would specifically play chicken with buses in the hopes that Superman would collect me and put me on top of a skyscraper where I can't cause any
problems. So I said accidentally suicidal before. I think that if you're running head on into traffic.
Superman's got my back and then I Naruto run.
Straight into an oncoming truck.
What a rough last
dying wearing your bad pants.
They weren't even his good pants.
They weren't even his good pants. Covered in oranges. But that aside, though, I just think is that I think Metropolis would make you lazy as I guess as a city.
Yeah,
I feel like. Yeah, I wouldn't do as
I'd
much.
Imagine how ever vigilant you'd Superman. Be in Gotham.
Oh man, Superman! Everyone has like peak, you know, condition because they got to be on the run always.
Oh yeah, because you're in fight or flight 24/7.
Exactly. You can't sleep. You can't get nothing done. You got to be like, I got to cut. You got to go sleep when you can.
Every time there was like a sporting match, if it was a Gotham team versus Metropolis team, I just know who I would imagine was going to win.
Exactly.
The Gotham team.
The
right?
Gothamites, they're all on edge. They're all just like tweaking out. Mm-hmm. Whereas Metropolis are just fat and rich.
It's very funny to imagine someone like taking, I don't know, like the football from a Metropolis. He's like, Superman's got this.
Superman's got this. Whatever.
Superman will win the game for me.
Well, the Gothamites just.
Yeah, I just like walking around. Everyone at big rat energy. Gotham like.
Ready to fight anybody.
Tell me you wouldn't though.
I'd probably carry a sword.
And what with Gotham, anything can be a bad guy.
Yeah.
A lizard, a dog, a child. Mm-hmm. It's all possible. Those are all Batman villains, not the dog. A child, yeah. It's like an old woman in a child's body from the Batman cartoon. So I would be scared of kids.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Everything.
Lizard is clearly a man lizard.
A kite.
I thought that RoboCop was the only good guy that hated a child in a thing.
Nope.
Batman also hates a kid.
That must be so tough for him. Like, he doesn't want to punch a kid in the mouth, but it's a bad kid.
But it's a bad thing wrapped in a bad thing for him because he's punching a child. It is an old woman.
Yeah, that's true.
But she wants to do murders, I can only assume.
Yeah, I don't really know what she wants to do. It's no good.
I think living in Gotham, you'd be kind of forged as a human being.
Yeah.
I think you'd come out a lot better. Whereas I think in Metropolis, you're just going to be too complacent.
It's cool
and I think that's the biggest problem, I feel.
It's cool that there are no street performers in Gotham. Like, you just wouldn't. Like, you wouldn't dress up like anything on the street because Batman will punch you just preemptively. Like... What are you? I'm just a guy.
I'm a juggler.
The juggler.
Ah!
Why is Batman yelling in that?
I don't know. He got scared.
The juggler.
He doesn't like the Joker. It spooks him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you come across it like a surprise Joker, I think he'd scream.
No.
Oh, wait, you said juggler.
Sorry for hitting you.
And then he throws you like a dime or something.
And you have a broken nose. Yeah. Like, do you reckon like...
face. If Batman punched a regular guy thinking it was the Joker, he wouldn't hold the back.
Yeah. Is medical better in Gotham?
It would have to be.
Yeah.
No, because Harley Quinn's a doctor in Gotham.
Yeah, it's worse.
Yeah.
But hey, it's barely touched on in Metropolis, so...
That's
well, true. A doctor couldn't save a guy from a brain tumor. There you go. We have that in writing.
How many people do you think Superman throws into the sun on a daily basis?
At
we
least
don't
four.
Know about?
Zero, but I want it to be far more than that.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Also, hey, plumbing is all cranberries and spice, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish Dusha was missing, presumed dead, and instead it was just Zammit, Jackson, and their good friends Adam and Cass immersing themselves in the fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons and pretending to be elves or whatever. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D is for Nerds, our Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
All right, Metropolis is not great, okay. But I think there's
there's
worse out there.
Sure.
And I think the city of Westchester in New York, where the X-Mansion is.
Uh-huh.
Brave.
Uh-huh.
You picked a real place, but then where X-Men live.
Where the X-Men
less
live. Yes.
For a second,
yes.
I thought we were just dragging a city.
No. Because I don't really know the actual real place.
New York's asleep. You can say bad.
Oh, good. Well, I don't really know. I think it's like, you know, it's the state of New York. And look, correct me if I'm wrong, but I imagine I reckon it's where all the fancy mansions are.
Okay.
One can only assume.
Maybe upstate New York, might say. I don't know. Yeah. Now, I don't know why I tried, though.
The reason why, well, first off, you've got the X-Men there, which is always going to be an issue. People coming back
too
and forth.
Too many people.
It is a school at times, and
that's
sometimes that school riots.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But
like a prison.
Like a prison. And they're mutants.
Yeah.
So there's like a giant guy who's like gelatinous and on fire, and I'm there in my robe, sipping my coffee, being like, that's no good.
Do I know they're mutants?
I mean, he's on fire and he's a gelatinous blob.
Yeah, but am I like, that gelatinous man needs medical attention? It's rude that I'm not doing anything about it.
You've just flown in from Metropolis. Well, Superman's probably gone.
He is good. The biggest problem, though, with living in Westchester is that the X-Mansion is destroyed nearly every other week.
Okay.
And I feel, if you're living there, that's just a lot of construction.
Mm-hmm. That's annoying.
Day in and day out.
Yeah, that's rough.
And that's just going to be loud and really impede my living. Because, look, I'm a fancy, wealthy Westchesterian.
That seems right.
Yeah. And I've worked real hard. Mm. I've really, you know.
You deserve a good rest.
Or inherited a lot of this from old money.
Absolutely.
Or
I'm a trust fund baby. Hey, not in Gotham. I'm a trust fund baby.
Yeah.
And there I am in my lovely mansion. And I look over.
Joel's Zammit absolutely is a trust fund baby.
Absolutely. Just like I'm one of the Morlocks living in the sewers.
As people don't get me started with the Morlocks.
I won't.
Forget we said it.
Gross mutants living under my streets.
No good.
But yeah, so you're sitting there and you're like, oh great, the X-Mansion's been blown up again, and then construction starts.
I keep having this image of you trying to sleep in your bed and just out like at maybe 1 a.m. and like the distant sounds like a distant party of an X-Men fight.
Yeah.
Like distant. And then you opening the window and knowing you can't walk over there with your coffee and be like, quit it, quit it. Some of us have work in the morning.
Not me, but others do.
The others, I assume.
That is a thing you say. Yeah, I'm trying to say, shut up.
Yeah,
I like the idea of opening the window and you just hear.
It's very funny to imagine the cops being called on the X-Mansion for a noise complaint.
But it's happened heaps of times. Like, aliens have invaded and just destroyed the X-Mansion looking for, like, someone's dad or whatever.
So, aliens have invaded New York
and
destroyed a mansion and you're concerned about construction.
And the noise. Oh, have you ever lived next to construction, JD?
Not yet, but I did just find out that my real life house, the neighbor's house, is being knocked down.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
I'll get back to you soon.
But is it like the weird sounds of like, this is gonna sound strange, mutant construction? Like, is there an X-Man that's just good at building mansions?
I mean, there Colossus. Has to be. Yeah.
Colossus is strong.
Yeah, Colossus. Oh, Kitty Pryde
would be
all right.
If he's good.
Yeah, yeah, he'd
at
be
that
all right.
Point.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Hiring Magneto and being like, I'll pay you. Just a truce.
So insulting.
I'll pay you a wage,
come on,
Magneto.
Come
on, Maggie. Come
That's
on.
That's not you what got, I want. This.
But apart from, like, yeah, there's a construction is a problem. Also, the occasional eyesores. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's guarded by sentinels. And now I got to look out and see giant robots towering over what was once beautiful view.
Do you think you would ever have the gumption to walk over to the X-Mansion and, like, complain?
Yes.
Like, to knock on the door and have Professor X wheel and be like,
what? Wait. I need to clarify. Yeah. How far away is Joel Zammit's trust fund house from
quite far.
Oh, okay.
It's big property.
They're huge. They're mansions.
Okay. Yeah. Joel Zammit's driving to
that's fair.
In his dressing gown.
Yes, I imagined a Rolls Royce. Are we all imagining a Rolls Royce? Yes.
Dressing gown, a worldwide term.
a gown, a robe.
Like a crushed velvet one.
I'm thinking
like the Hugh Hefner one.
Good to imagine maybe as you arrive, Professor X is like training some kid that can vomit statues on the lawn, vomits up like, I don't know, the Venus de Milo, and Professor X is like, good, you're improving.
Hey, bald fella.
Oi, you.
Whoa. Wheels.
Is this your establishment?
Is this your establishment?
Fuck your road. Just wham. You didn't even try to be nice. Hi.
Oi.
You, the old one.
You're bashed.
And then we get him.
Now I'm imagining you in a dressing gown with a bat.
Just a little bit like frazzled hair.
Yeah.
I haven't had a good night's sleep in 3 nights.
Professor X being like, children, inside, inside.
Yeah, it's so intimidating. It's just like, you know what? No, this
We upset the neighbors. Like can't
everybody
have this.
Rushing inside, the curtains lifting slightly, people looking at you as you're bashing the equipment.
Just like hitting the statues. That's what I think of this.
Please be quiet.
See how unpleasant this is? That's me. Hey. I have the shit I have to deal with every fucking day.
It's so funny because they can't hear you from inside. So maybe you're just being like,
build your fucking house just once and leave it
yelling,
built.
Is this good? Ah, 24/7 with you, isn't it?
Professor X just being like, if you're quiet, children, they might go away. We don't know who this man is.
Let's quickly pray for a juggernaut attack or something.
I'm sure
maybe we'll go to limbo again.
Surround me, children, please.
Shield me from his yells.
To the panic room. The mansion shutting down completely as you bash a stormwater drain or whatever. Trying to like smack its windows. Ah, safety glass, I think.
Normal glass, I'm just weak.
Yeah. No, it's like, because it's always getting destroyed by like weird things. So yeah, we got robots, we got aliens, we got the random juggernaut. Mm-hmm. Sometimes just other machines will attack it. And there was one time where like danger became sentient.
Yep.
And other machines.
Danger, sorry, just clarify.
The danger room.
Yeah, became so a room, became a guy.
Yeah. And then it was just like, I'm going to summon other machines from the area to attack the mansion. Here I am watching the help whippersnipper my lawns. And suddenly the whippersnipper gets up, grows legs, I guess, and starts attacking the mansion. I'm like, that was mine.
Will Professor X pay for your whippersnipper?
Yeah.
Not in your life.
He just won't. Then I got to see a plane just drive straight through the mansion and be like, they had a plane?
Is this illegal?
And also, yeah, I'm under a flight path.
Yeah.
Their plane.
Property has value of your property has down, gone down so badly.
I imagine that I'm a neighbor and I've worked hard and I'm just sick of hearing you complain. Shut up.
I would start a committee. It's like, come on.
X-Mansion, Joel Zaman, Joel Dusha. So you just don't hear the X-Mansion. You just hear this one man yelling all the time. Oh, why is this guy so mad?
He's going to write a letter. I hate you. Shut up.
It can't be that bad, whatever you're complaining about. Also, really like that you said juggernaut earlier. And the idea of you on your porch, like watching the road in front of your house and hearing like a... We're like, something's going to go down today. Watching as the juggernaut runs by. Yep, something's going to go wrong.
Yeah. That's also like a weird thing because you are witnessing a lot of attacks before they happen.
Yeah.
So you're like seeing like an alien ship trying to like beam at other houses before it settles on the mansion. You're going to be seeing like, again, the Sentinels like looking around, lifting up roofs, being like, no.
Sentinels walking onto your lawn, ruining your petunias, bending down. Where is mansion? I don't know why they talk like cavemen.
Where is mansion? Mansion over there. You got me doing it. I hate this town. So that would be very, very annoying. Plus, it's like, again, one time, like, the mansion just popped out of existence for a bit and went to limbo.
Well, you don't know.
It just that'd be happy and you have, that happened.
That'd be right real good. Sleep. First time, I'd be like, well, that good? Good.
We good?
Did it just solve itself?
I like to imagine that's when I come over as well. I'm just like, right, that's
did it.
Did
it just...
Knock, knock, knock. Yeah. Hey, shut up.
How bad could it be? And Sam is like, listen. You go outside, just disappear.
No! Like, beautiful, just like serene sound. Maybe like a babbling brook. Of all days.
I just want to go on record and let you know I hate living next to you.
Okay, I'm trying to get...
How do you not hear the sounds of violence? The sounds of lasers? The sounds of statues being vomited from a small boy's mouth?
Listen, buddy, I don't know what your problem is, but shut up.
Another problem you're going to have that maybe you haven't considered is runaway teens. Statue vomit. That's a rough name.
I'd run away too if my teacher called me that.
We'll call you, let's say, statue vomit. Cause you vomit statues.
That's very mean, Professor.
Another Michelangelo's David. Excellent. He's selling them. That's
what's happening. Will this pay for my tuition?
No, not at all. But you're gonna have that guy knocking on your door and being like, "Hey, I don't know how I feel about being a mutant," and you're not gonna let them stay.
No, they're like, "Why? What do you mean?" And then they're gonna bitch about it because they're like, "Yeah, fuck that guy. Come in."
Joel Zaman accidentally starts another school for mutants.
Yeah, accidentally start basically the Brotherhood.
Joel Zaman's school for gifted youngsters who hate Professor X.
But gifted, promise to gifted, be quiet.
Gifted quiet runaways.
Is this a school? No, just a collection of kids.
Joel like, remember, children should be seen and not heard.
It sounded like a weird 1930s boarding school. Walking around with like a crop. Like, wait, what has happened to
what
me?
What have I become?
Fuck, this is not what
you
I intended.
Knocking the door. I'm like, just so you know, I am calling the police.
This has gotten worse within the last year. I don't know
what do you mean? Are they misbehaving? Are they misbehaving? Statue vomiter, come here!
He's gotten good. He's vomiting.
Exactly.
Whole statue
gone. Please apologize to our neighbor.
And he gives you a little Michelangelo.
You can salve that.
You know that having children just This is wrong, yeah. This is crimes, you understand?
They were
that?
Running away from those guys. It's fine.
Nobody's shedding a tear for Professor X in his big empty mansion wheeling around. I used to be somebody.
Until that other school opened up.
Why won't my children come home?
Why don't they love me?
Just hitting him, Professor X is looking out his window at your house.
It's making a ruckus.
I get it now.
Well, they're loud. Especially the vomit boy. You could hear him 3 miles away.
His superpower is, yeah, his main power is that his vomit is very loud.
What? Yeah. Like, so it's like, funny to be like, Professor X to be like, I'll get him back. Louder.
Chunderstruck, that's his new name.
Cyclops but screaming, that's his new name.
Yeah, we forgot the Professor X, you could come around to complain. That whole scenario could go completely, oh, give me a second, Chunderchuck or whatever.
Chunderchuck.
Boop, boop, boop. Go home. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Do you want this bat I brought?
I don't know why I brought it. Possibly as a gift.
Possibly a gift. Do you guys want to play baseball?
Hooray!
I love you, Professor X. Let me kiss your head.
Charles Hammett kissing the head of Professor X and solving no problems.
Looking out my window. Like, what is happening? I'm moving.
See, you want to move.
I'm not I'm not upset about moving, though. I'm like, it's good to make good decisions.
Yeah, sometimes you need to change the way you're living, you know? Yeah. I keep imagining the taste of Professor X's bald head. I don't know if you guys are. I salty, like, he's sweating, it's a hot day.
I imagine like baby powder.
Oh, like he powders.
Yeah.
Is that a thing people do?
Yeah.
Do
you powder your bald? Why are you licking his head rather than just kissing?
Well, you kiss and then you put a... You do one of these ones.
Two movements.
Professor X is like, what's happening? I just wanted a taste.
I was curious.
Have a good day.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, baby powder. Charles. No, see, I imagine it's salty.
If someone lets you kiss their head, don't lick it.
I don't know. It's either baby powder or grapefruit for some reason. Like you use like a grapefruit body wash?
Yeah, no, possibly. Is it a lick if you fruity? Just poke them with your tongue? It's not a lick.
What is wrong with you?
That's a prod with your tongue. Yeah, do it. See, that's not a lick. Oh.
Did you taste bad?
Yeah.
That's good.
I tasted really sour.
That's bad.
It's very strange.
Speaking of bad, your choices for worst comic book city to live in. Bad, mine, worse. Kryptonopolis.
Kryptonopolopolis?
Oh?
No, not Metropolis. That's yours.
I picked
Kryptonopolis.
That. Okay,
Kryptonopolis, mate. Come on there.
Which is the major city on Krypton after the first capital city gets shrunk by Brainiac and stolen.
Okay,
rather than get that back or rebuild it, they're like, I guess this other city is now the capital.
I don't know. The shrunk city seems worse currently.
Yeah, like you can't start being like a bad city. Okay, so remember that city next to the city that got shrunk and put in a bottle? I'd be like, well, yeah, hold well, on. Hang on, yeah, hang on. One, let's explore. Let's explore the bottle.
Yeah, you're right. That city. Is that bottle city bad. It's like Canton or something like that.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the exact name, but hey, that is not my special power.
It's true.
So yeah, bottle city seems bad. But what did you hate about Metropolis?
It's Superman problem.
One Superman.
Yeah.
And what am I?
You're a man.
Yeah. And what are all Kryptons?
Supermans.
Yes. So imagine if instead of one Superman, there was every Superman and one guy.
Does it work the opposite? Like, you know, Superman is powered by our red sun.
Yeah.
What color's his sun?
Orange? Well, it's not red. Does that mean if you go to Krypton, you suck even more?
Yeah. Or you're like, is this like a John Carter on Mars type
you can
situation
jump really high.
Where you become the better person and now you're the Superman. Yeah. You've just made his problem, but you're God.
No, I like
that. Hey, he's a metaphor.
Oh my God, Douche is an analog.
Hey, you're two things.
I just like the like I'm exactly the same, weaker, but can jump high.
But you don't want to because you don't want to land. Yeah. Jump high with a parachute.
Ah! I'm like a Mario brother with weak knees.
It's so funny to imagine you being like, that was good and I nearly fell that slope. But I like to imagine you seeing like a criminal on like, I don't know, say a rooftop away and you're like, I'll get you, do your big jump and slowly parachuting down as they go down the stairs in a way. Hold on.
Hang on.
Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. No, they're gone.
Well, Yeah, it's bad because, yeah, imagine like that many, and everyone's really clever. Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, that's true.
They're all scientists and stuff like that.
Did you get some of the scientists?
And they've got advanced technologies with like black hole jails and stuff.
Did you get sent to Krypton the same way Superman got sent to Earth?
So your parents are like, put this baby in a ship.
I moved. I was like, I hate New York.
Put me in a little ship as a baby.
You get, hey, you got that baby Ray? Put it on me.
And then Ma Krypton.
Wah, wah.
Krypton. Krypton Ma Kent and Krypton Pa Kent were like, we have a bad baby. Instead of being like, our baby is superpowered, they were like, oh no, it's worse.
Are all the Kryptonians on Krypton like Superman?
Yeah, I always wondered this. Like, if Superman goes to Krypton, does he just become a guy?
Well, in Man of Steel, they're pretty good.
Yeah, but can they fly?
That's true.
Yeah, I know still, Rusty just has a bit of a swim. But he doesn't fly, does he?
He does big jumps, though, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he does do big jumps from memory.
Okay, hang on. What's a big jump? That, is it a big jump?
Yes.
Now, what's flying?
Well, it's all up to, you know, to
what
bait.
Is flying if not a big jump where you don't come down?
Yeah, when a bird takes off, it jumps.
I'm looking at the sky and I see a few birds there. Oh, look at them jumping.
Yeah.
Okay, Joel Zammit, if you are watching diving for some reason, there's nothing else on television.
Yeah.
Your internet's broken. Yeah. The diving's on. It's the
every other channel is broken.
Yeah. All the channels are diving.
They're like, what the fuck?
You watch close someone my eyes. Run up to the diving board and they jump.
Yeah.
That's a jump. But if they jump and then just go across and just keep going,
I would say they're flying hovering.
I'd say at a certain point, if you jump enough, you're flying.
People have come for comic book discussions and yet they're getting the textbook definition of what is a jump.
I just feel...
If there is an arc to a jump. If I got up very high, Mount Everest... Yep. And I would never say
you are flying. I would be like, dickhead slipped off the mountain and died.
Oh, I thought you just meant like you were assuming that I said by being that high up, I'd hey, I'm flying.
No.
Mr. Magoo your way up a mountain.
I think
I would also never say, look at that plane jump.
I'm flying and dumb. Yes. No, you're standing and dumb.
If I jumped off Mount Everest and landed in, I don't know, somewhere.
What's near Mount Everest?
No,
Jackson?
I want to land far away from Mount Everest.
Yeah, what's near Mount Everest?
Say I landed in.
What country is Mount Everest in?
It's in Tibet, yeah?
Don't know. Geography is not my strong point.
Yeah, say I jumped off Mount Everest and I landed in Edinburgh, but it was all a jump. At a certain point, I'm flying.
No, you've just...
Dusha maybe will be convinced. He is on my side. I am defending him with this.
Are you?
Yeah, because you want to say you're flying in Krypton when you're only jumping.
No, I don't want to say I'm flying.
The Kryptonians are only jumping.
Yeah, they're just doing big jumps.
Which
it's
is
on
fly.
An arc.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Yeah, no, you... I'm lost.
You're right. You agreeing with Jack here. You know what? Take it. It's all yours.
You can jump a very long distance without flying.
Yeah, it's why it's called the long fly in the Olympics. Correct.
Yes.
No. It's called the long jump. You don't watch enough Olympics. You need to stop watching the diving and start watching the long jump.
You're right.
Also,
you're
like,
right.
I don't know what Kryptonian society is like. Like, I just don't know.
It seems bad. They wear bad clothes.
Yeah, they do wear terrible skin-tight leotards all the time.
And cloaks over the top of them, so it's both tight and loose. Yeah, so it's the two types of annoying.
Yeah.
No, because it's all...
What's
the opposite.
What's it made out of, material-wise?
Some Krypton fabric, presumably.
Does it breathe?
Well, here's a weird thing, is that the cape must only be fashion in Krypton, because... What's the function? You're presumably kept temperature controlled by your leotard.
Yeah.
The cape's just for looks, baby.
Yeah, fashion.
Yeah. You would look good with a half cape off the shoulder.
No, I wouldn't. The Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, you could rock
that. A full cape.
Okay, well.
I wouldn't be confident enough. I'd look in the mirror as I'm about to leave and be like, you know what? This was a bad
But you don't want to go capeless.
Yeah.
I'm going to go capeless.
Don't go
You're
capeless.
Gonna get
People will be looking at
People
my bum
gonna...
because they'll be able to see it.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to be like, wait a sec. Who's this guy? Wait.
Where's his cape?
Imagine you found out that every Kryptonian just had like a bare ass. That's what the cape function was to cover it. We never invented asses in pants.
Well, hang on. Isn't it like one whole full piece?
Yeah.
So. The shit in that, they're going to have to like take everything off. So they might have it like...
That is a real life problem that real people have, and it's called a play suit.
Yeah, well, there you go. You could revolutionize Krypton with pants.
Yeah.
Or a bum flap.
Or a bum flap.
Like cowboy pajamas. You know, that's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Still, well, yeah, up until I invent that. Do you know what I am not? A seamstress.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
But you have the concept.
Yeah. Well, you got to find
you have the concept of pants. You're like, hey, guys, make a suit.
Although I am
stop
wearing,
at the halfway bit.
I am wearing pants. Oh, no, I was a baby. I'm my bed, they think it's bedding.
Wait, if you're a baby, do you have the concept of pants? Or you're like, I'm a shit Krypton.
I thought
because I can't do big flies.
I thought the confusing narrative we decided was that
Douchey was a man.
Yes,
he used to live next to you.
I'm aware.
In the Marvel universe,
yes.
And then he shot himself with a baby gun. Yep.
Yes.
Put himself in a pod, shot himself to Krypton.
Yes.
Was raised by a Kryptonian Ma and Pa Kent who were like, our baby is shit.
Yes.
Yes.
So does he have the memories of?
A man?
Of Marvel Dusha?
Why has this become my decision?
You brought it up.
Yes.
So I can remember
he
being a man.
He lives for about 10 years a hell of having an adult mind in a baby's body.
And then my first words are, hey, let me tell you the story about pants and my old neighbor I hate.
You're just like they're putting on the Krypton thing as they get to the halfway. You're like, no, stop.
No.
Getting all like, you know, baby stroppy. Like,
yes, and like, good, oh, good, bad, bad, bad. No,
oh, little baby Dusha is angry.
Hey, so does this take place before Krypton's destroyed? Because that's a
yes,
pretty, that's pretty rough as well.
Yeah,
oh,
so,
yeah, the destruction of Krypton.
So it's bad, and then it gets worse when I die.
Yeah, that is a shame.
Or good, because you're like, fuck this place.
I get put in that black hole prison and survive. I'm like, God, the Phantom Zone.
It's cool that we created a very strange narrative where Superman stole the idea of sending a pod baby to Earth from you.
Like, hey, it worked for that guy.
Hey, where he came from, he was shit. What if we get our good baby and send it there?
I've just created Jackson's problem. Oh, no, all these cities.
So I created your...
Yeah, and then it becomes Earth and hassles me. Yeah.
That's very similar cycle to the Red Sun thing where Lex Luthor is... Yeah.
See, wow. And there, really none of this would have happened if Xavier just kept his bloody mouth shut. You know?
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've also been Joel.
And I've been Jackson.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dad.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's UnitedHealthcare insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.